On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's basketball team in action this weekend against St. Cloud and Duluth. Lance Rongstad with us. How long did it take you to remember how to play basketball again after football season had ended?
That part didn't take too long, but it's going to take till January before I get my legs and my lungs back.
It's amazing how different it is, isn't it?
It is. I mean, especially even this year, we ran a lot on the football field, so you think that'd carry over a little bit, but doesn't quite do the job.
Is it going to take you that long or maybe even longer to figure out this new offense too?
Actually it's coming pretty quick. A lot of it, coach kind of has a football style playbook where everything means something. So if you learn the terms, you learn the offense. So that part's coming. Still working on kind of when to explore and attack, you know, given the opportunities and stuff. So it's coming along well, though. It's a lot of fun to play in.
This is going to sound like a crazy question, but seriously, do you have to remember that you can't run over people now?
I kid.
Or at least it's frowned upon, and ref might actually blow his whistle.
Yeah, I like to push the limits a little bit. Last year when I came back, though, 5 minutes into practice, I had ended up elbowing Shallow in the nose, so it's been a little cleaner this year than years past.
Aside from a new offense, a new defense, new coaching staff, a lot of new players, what's the same from last year?
We still got bigs that can shoot and guards that can penetrate, so we definitely have the pieces to have a good team. We're still learning to play with each other. Probably half the guys we play are new, so when you have that much involvement that isn't familiar to you, it's going to just take time. So I felt like the Christian game was a good step forward for us. We played real well. We shot well. We made the extra pass, got everybody involved. We didn't take a whole lot of dumb shots that led to fast break points for them. So I felt very, very happy with the way we played. Coach was very happy with the way we played. And if we can continue to play defense like we have, we'll have a good shot at beating a lot of teams this year.
You guys were picked 12th in the preseason polls. That make you guys a little mad?
Oh, of course it does. I mean, coming off conference championship, and I think a lot of it's just the speculation of we're going to fail because we have a new coach, we have new players, but there's no one in our organization here that believes we're going to finish anywhere near that. So it is a little bit of a motivator, but I don't think we're paying a whole lot of attention to it because it doesn't really mean much.
I know no other way to ask this than to be blunt. You guys have a little chip on your shoulder and maybe a grudge to settle on Saturday night?
Of course we do. We got tons of respect for Coach Bowen. He was here my first 3 years, and a lot of the guys have played with him. So it's not quite as tense as I think you might think it would be, just because we do have so many new faces here that don't really know the story behind it all. But there's a few of us that definitely want to go over and hand him a good one.
Zach Narina's led you guys in scoring all but one game, if I'm remembering correctly. Did you expect that out of him?
Oh, he's always been that kind of player. He shoots the ball extremely well for a big, which is very tough for a lot of the big guys in our conference to defend because they're always coached to help a lot on guards that are posting up, and a lot of the guys can't shoot as well as Zach can. And when he's shooting 5-for-8 and 3-for-4 and like that, what he has this season, you got to go guard him, and it's going to open other stuff up. So I'd love to see him continue to do what he's been doing, and it's going to be a niche that not a lot of other teams have.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.